Just the main focus is not to put too much stress on yourself. I mean, you've been playing football your whole life. All you have to do is go out there and have the same mentality that you had since you've been playing football, and that's just to give everything you got on every play.
You've been around this team now for a couple months, and a lot of the veterans here are talking big things this year. You know, I've heard a couple of people mention Super Bowl. When you see this team here around here, what do you think of the group that you've joined?
I mean, I think it's an awesome group. Like you said, they have a great goal, and that's to get to the Super Bowl. And when you're playing football, you always have that mindset to strive for the best. And once you develop that mentality, you can go a lot of places.
What's these past couple of weeks been like for you watching what's happened at Penn State, Devin?
It's been real hard for me just because I know I left my teammates up there because I graduated, and they're going through a lot of struggles right now, and I'm not there to help them. But I know it's a lot of people there that have the leadership characteristics that we develop at Penn State that's going to lead this team through that troubling time.
There were some former teammates, I'm sure they got together and said that they're going to see this thing through. What was your reaction when you saw these guys do that?
I mean, I was very proud. I texted them as soon as I saw what they said on ESPN, how they're going to stick together and just prove everybody wrong and show everybody that they can break up that family. And that makes me proud because that's what Coach Paterno instilled in us, to be a family and just work for each other.
The statue comes down. What was your reaction to that one?
It was heartbroken, but I understand the reason why they did it. They're trying to take a lot of attention off of everything that's going on and just try to move forward and rebuild. And I'm okay with that as long as they just continue to support the team, support the university.
What do you think of the university at this point in the football program? Say you had a son right now, would you still send him to Penn State?
Just because I went there, I think I would send him there because I know the values it teaches you. I didn't go there the most mature young man, but it definitely helped me grow into the man that I am today. So I would definitely send my son there.
You probably never thought about it, but you played the last year Joe Paterno was ever there. Did you kind of sit back and reflect on that, how significant that was?
I really didn't have a chance to sit back and reflect on it. When I was there at Penn State, it was just I was trying to focus on keeping the team together. And then as soon as I graduated from there, it was right into combine training to the NFL draft. And now I'm just focused on my future ahead.
What did you think of the penalties the NCAA gave?
I mean, I think they was pretty strict. I felt as though that the football team didn't really have nothing to do with what went on. I felt it was more of a silver matter than an NCAA matter. But, I mean, we just going to have to take that on the chin and just continue to move forward.
You think this program can recover?
Most definitely. I think that they hired the right head coach to take over that program. He's going to do what needs to be done to keep that team together and keep them the eyes focused forward.